Before I begin, I want to take just a moment to tell you what a joy it is to be with you today, to proclaim and to preach this gospel as your servant in the Order of Deacons. It was here, sitting in these pews, and hearing the Word of God proclaimed from this ambo, that it first began to dawn on me that I was called to serve the Lord as a priest in His church. And now, after 5 years of seminary formation and my ordination last Friday, to finally be here at the ambo, preaching the good news in my turn is a moment of grace I hope never to forget, a moment of seeing the Lord who has begun the good work in my life bring it to completion. I could not have heard this call or persevered in following it were it not for the prayers of every member of St. Mary's, and for that, I thank you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am the way, the truth, and the life. These words of the Lord Jesus are spoken to the disciples at the Last Supper, mere hours before his passion and death. And so when the Lord says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," he is not merely attempting to comfort the disciples' personal sadness at the coming loss of their friend. He is anticipating that the manner of his death will seem to the disciples to be an utter catastrophe, a complete failure of the one whom they believed and hoped to be the Messiah, the one who would restore the glory of Israel. When their Lord is arrested, tortured, mocked, and crucified, it will seem to the disciples that all of their hopes were in vain, that evil, corruption, and death are the true lords of the world. Jesus knows that it will seem this way to them because the disciples do not yet fully understand who Jesus is. They're always slow to understand, as are we all. And this passage makes that abundantly clear. Thomas says, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" He does not yet understand that Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in him. That to be with Jesus, to live as his disciple and in his friendship, is the way to the Father. Philip says, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." He does not yet understand that Jesus has shown the Father to the world from the moment of his conception, that every word and deed of his life are manifestations of the Father's will, of his grace and mercy for a fallen world. And because they do not understand this, Jesus knows that they will not understand that it is precisely by his death that death will be conquered. Because the disciples do not yet know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, his crucifixion and death can only appear to them as a complete loss, the victory of evil and death. Peter's denial, predicted by the Lord in the verses immediately preceding this pericope, is an illustration of how the disciples, with this lack of understanding, will act if they surrender to their troubled hearts. And this is why Jesus tells them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am the way, the truth, and the life." It's easy for us today to fail to understand this truth as well, to allow ourselves to be dominated by the troubles of our hearts. It often seems in this world that evil, corruption, strife, and death are the only true victors. As we watch our culture turn its back on God, who is the source of all true freedom, justice, and human dignity, it seems that human pride and egotism are triumphant. As we struggle with our sins, for years, bringing the same failures time and time again to the sacrament of confession and reconciliation. It can seem that self-mastery is impossible, that sin will always have the upper hand over us. And as we strive to live with our families in patience and charity, we find so often that the ones we love the most are the ones who most infuriate us and the ones who can most break our hearts. And finally, as we watch those we love suffer with illness and decline, whether after long life or tragically young, and finally lose them to the grave, it can seem that death is the only final victor. At these times, we must remember these words. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What helps us to believe these words, what we have that the disciples on the night of the Last Supper did not have, is what was revealed on Easter morning. Jesus Christ is risen. He has burst open the gates of hell and let the dead free. Only an encounter with the risen Lord can allow us to understand what Jesus means when he tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. When we experience the joy and the assurance of the resurrection, then we know that to live close to Jesus by studying his word, imitating his life, receiving him in the sacraments, is the way that leads to the Father. When we know that the risen Lord, we know that the absolute truth that orders all being is shown to us in a human way by the life of Jesus. And when we experience the joy of the resurrection, only then can we know that the slavery of sin and death no longer has any hold over us, that we are adopted sons and daughters of God, destined to dwell in his house and gaze upon his glory forever. It was the encounter with the risen Lord and the coming of the Holy Spirit that turned the disciples from a ragtag bunch of confused and fearful men into a force that would change the entire world. And it is this same encounter today that will give joy and peace to our troubled hearts. My friends, the season of our Paschal joy will soon culminate with the celebrations of the Lord's ascension to the Father and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. But these do not end our Easter joy. They confirm it, make it perfect, as Jesus takes his rightful place at the right hand of the Father and sends his Holy Spirit to be with us and to strengthen us. As we prepare to celebrate those mysteries, let us always remember that we are a people of the resurrection, called out of darkness into the wonderful light of God, that we are always moving toward that celestial day that is perpetually bright, where clouds and sorrow will never darken. No matter what strife we encounter in this world, we must not let our hearts be troubled, for we have encountered the Lord Jesus, the risen Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life.